And we are live. Sorry, guys. I literally am. I'm at my St. Louis office. I drove all night, all yesterday, all night, so I could get to my St. Louis office. I have doctor's appointments here in St. Louis and RV stuff. So, good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It is a Bitcoin Ben here for the daily. What exactly in the pluck is going on right now? Well, and sorry I'm late. I'm like 2 hours late. I got 4 hours sleep. Sorry, guys. Just juggling everything. Welcome to the show. Now, today's show is very special. Very, very, very special. Because I'm going to walk you guys through something. Right. This is now Red October. Everything is going on right now. Right. The governments of the world are trying to crush the Bitcoin. Can't do it. It's pissing them off. They're trying to make it hard for people to buy Bitcoin. Can't do it. Sorry. They're trying to show everyone just how powerful they are, but they can't do it. See, Russia is stomping the shit clean out of the deep state. China is getting set to stomp the shit out of the deep state. Over in Taiwan, the OPEC plus, which means add Russia, lowered their production, and Biden sneakily is trying to nationalize American oil companies. See, you may or may not have heard this, but a lot of the oil companies were in Washington yesterday or the day before, and Biden was telling them that he was going to write an executive order and tell them that they cannot sell oil or gas or anything to the outside world. Do you know why? Because they're about to squash these people. Saudi Arabia is getting ready and is partnered with China and Russia. And Trump and the American First Movement, and they are squashing oil. Oil is going to skyrocket. See, my friends, it's everywhere. Look at what happened in North Korea the other day. They are screwed, and they know it. And Trump has got them by the testes. The FBI does not want this special counsel that the court appointed. The deep state and the FBI, CIA, all of them, don't want the special master to see the 100 documents that Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. But the court said, you have to show them. The FBI said, nope. Trump took it to the Supreme Court, right to the door. And is suing the DOJ to make them show the documents. As soon do you know how sweet this is? Those and it's global, folks. It's global. I'm just touching the surface of this. The Supreme Court gave the Department of Justice 1 week. You got 1 week to show the documents to the special master. My friends, cheers. All hell is about to break loose. Why do you think that all of a sudden the Federal Reserve has an emergency meeting? Why do you think that the gal over in Europe, or over in the UK, why do you think she said things are about to get iffy? Things are about to get shook up. Things are going to get very interesting from here on out. Oh, she knows, my friends. She knows. Trump is loving it. Elon Musk is loving it. This is all timed. All right, exactly. Not one news outlet saying anything about the Fed meeting. Of course not. They're scared shitless. They can't go anywhere. They have to quit raising rates because the rest of the world is going to use that as an excuse to depeg from the dollar. And if they depeg against the dollar goes into instant hyperinflation. Instant, because everyone sells it. Now, if they keep jacking up rates, then the economy crumbles. And I mean, it don't just crumble. It absolutely craters. And oil and everything go to the moon, baby. To the moon. Cryptos, gold, silver. They're losing control of it every single day. They can't squash Bitcoin. They can't get it back under 19,000. They're trying their damnedest, but they can't. Look, and that's why right now's the most dangerous. Right now is the most dangerous. Because they're in a corner. They are in. We got a question. Hey, Ben, what's your biggest worry currently with Bitcoin, if any? If you don't have them, if you don't have them in a private wallet, if yours is sitting on Cash App, Gemini, Coinbase, any of these exchanges. And Mark, my friends, mark my words. If you have any cash left at all, use my link under here. Or if you have an account at Caleb and Brown, get that cash, extra cash, any extra cash. Put it into some Bitcoin. Have them shoot it over to your wallet. Because we're about to see some fireworks. All right. We're about to see some fireworks in Bitcoin. Oh. Robert. Yes. I want to talk about the media. These people, the doublespeak, the trying to explain what's going on without telling the truth, but trying to be relatively correct. I saw an interview yesterday on Bloomberg. I heard it last night driving up here. This gal was trying to explain what was going on with Saudi Arabia and oil and all that. She had to stumble fuck through the whole interview trying not to say the obvious. The truth. Her phraseology was absolutely absurd. She was using words that didn't even exist. I mean, the oil executives at the White House were heavily encouraged to allow the federal government to basically restrict all of their actions and any actions that the oil companies would attempt would have to be approved by the White House. You mean nationalize the oil companies? Is that what you're saying there, gal? Yeah. They're trying to nationalize the American oil companies so that, because, and then you had one gal say, well, the White House are list, and I'm not exaggerating. I pinky swear with touching thumbs. You know that's legit ski. Because if you pinky swear and you touch thumbs, that's like swearing on a Bible almost. One gal was talking to another gal. And the one gal's at the White House. The interviewer goes, well, so are you going to release any more oil or gas out of the national reserves? The gal at the White House says, well, as of now, we have no plans to release any other fuel that we have at the National Reserve. You know why? Because there ain't none left. You can go on their website and see there's no oil left in the National Reserve. They already use that card. Yes, exactly. Chris, your National Reserves are already depleted. You already use that card. Shy, sweetie, try another one. I hate to laugh because it sucks, but these people are hitting wall after wall after wall after wall after wall. They don't know what to do. They are in full panic. Even the reporters at the UK, over in the UK, are flipping out that they, this new prime minister is, she'll probably quit tomorrow. She was just made prime minister 2 weeks ago and didn't do anything during the funeral service of the Queen. So she's just launching her first day. Her first real day is today. She did her speech earlier today. Basically bitch slapped the UN, basically bitch slapped everybody. And they're sitting there asking her questions. Well, there's a lot of people that don't agree with you and your solutions. Are you gonna take them into consideration? And she's like, yeah, no. Am I going to take what the losers want into consideration? No. We won. The people want us to do X, Y, and Z. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. Globalism is getting its ass handed to them, which makes them dangerous, which is why I want to say, get ready, folks. They're in a corner. All hell is about to break free. These people, they got nowhere to go. They got nothing to do. Elon Musk is taking over Twitter right before the election. Because, hang on a second, I got an itch on my back. And I cannot itch and talk at the same time. Much better. All right. So Elon Musk, all of a sudden, I'm good with that price. I'll take it. If you don't think that this has all been done for timing, Elon Musk drug that out for timing. All of this has been setting up the chess board. Think about it. All of a sudden, out of the blue, all this starts to happen. Number 17. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. The storm is here. The storm is here. And isn't it ironic? Right after the hurricane, you know where the hurricane hit? Hasn't been hit like that in like 500 years, or at least that's what they're saying. That was a pretty unique hurricane. It was very strange how it acted, how it was led, steered. It was very, very odd. But, my friends, have no fear, because, oh yeah, holy divvy, weather wars. My friends, this month, I hope you got a shitload of popcorn, folks, because you're going to need it. You're going to need a lot of popcorn all month, because have you seen the cases in front of the Supreme Court? Have you looked at the docket of the Supreme Court? They are going after everything. They're going after things from the Civil War. They're going after things from the 14th and 15th Amendments. And what's pissing off the left is they're not using precedence. See, precedence has been the end all, the be all of the progressive movement in the court. Because precedent is where you do not examine the case against the Constitution. You examine the similarities of the case against a case that has already been ruled upon, where the court, the lefties on the court, can say, there's already been a precedent set. But what if the precedent was unconstitutional? That's what they're going after. They're going after everything, folks. This is for the ball of wax. You're damn right. You got it right, girl. You have to take a loan out to buy chicken wings. And guess what? All month, I am going to take out loans and get chicken wings. Bingo. Because I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to watch this beautiful revolution with just popcorn. Oh no, this deserves chicken wings. And not just ordinary chicken wings, folks. This calls for the super chicken wings. There's one place here in St. Louis that has the super wings. It is hot wings with a touch of honey. And you dip them in ranch. And all of a sudden, you now have super wings. If reclaiming our constitutional rights ain't worth a super wing, I don't know what is. My friends, I don't want to get too personal here, but I'm funner. But before I do, let's get a word from the sponsor. If you don't have one of our laptops yet, you need to get one and get your cryptos on it.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
I'm right there with you, Rob. The only problem watching Ben live is that you can't set the speed to 1.5. Absolutely. Good morning, Rob. All right, like I was saying, if you don't have a Calyx Solutions laptop, crypto-only laptop, you need to get one. Patrick is outside right now waiting for your phone call. 702-845-8276. The best choice you'll make in your crypto life. Now, I'm going to get personal. Tomorrow morning, I have a procedure. The procedure is, I won't mention the name of it, but it's uncomfortable for any heterosexual man. The glove of death. Now, I have to go home this afternoon. I have to drink a gallon of whatever the hell that stuff is in my refrigerator. And apparently, I'm going to die. I hope I don't. So, tomorrow I will not have a show because during my usual showtime, I will be somebody's puppet. This is such a bad age. I want to talk to the doctor who said, you know what, at the age of X, I think every guy should have somebody shove their hand, clean up their rear, and treat them like a puppet. Prostate. No, not prostate. No, not just that. I'm getting the camera, folks. Oh, yeah. Jacques Cousteau is about to go find out and see exactly what's going on with Bitcoin Ben. Right? It's not going to be nice. Right? Second of all, I want a copy of the video . That's what I want. And now, tell me if this is a little bit vain. All right. Should I do, like, exercises prior to, you know, like what the women do, whatever you call it, calotics or whatever. Because really, I want the doctor to actually be impressed. You know, I want him or her to say, you know what? That Bitcoin Ben, he's a tight ass. Okay, this show just got way out. Oh my God. I hope my wife's not watching this. Ah, yes. Kegel? Is that how you pronounce it? K A KAL exercises. Yeah. Does that even work for guys? I don't know. I'll have to YouTube it. Oh my God. It's just somebody wrote, it's a quick way to lose 5 pounds. I don't know, I'm just nervous, you know, and come on, guys. I'm used to actually being in front of a camera. I'm just nervous when the camera's behind me. I have no control. I mean, seriously. And what exactly are they looking for up there? That's what I want to know. What happens if, you know what? I did lose some car keys when I was about 17 years old. Would be interesting if they found them. Oh well, I digress. Now, let's jump right back in here. So, we have global markets absolutely losing their minds. We have a dollar that is skyrocketing up against every other currency. We have the crypto, we have Bitcoin stable. We got all of this stuff going on. And Russia, China, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan. My friends, this is now that is funny. Looking for shit coins. That is funny. Thank you, Holy Divvy. Oh my God, that would be hilarious. Shitcoin 2023. Okay, I digress. Sorry, guys. I'm literally going on 4 hours of sleep here. Half my brain's asleep already. So, we have a global economy. All right. And it's in turmoil. We have governments and bonds. Have you seen the bonds? The bonds are junk, folks. People are losing their asses. That reminds me. I'm posting a video on my Patreon, right, today. I'm posting two of them, actually. I want you to check them out. One's Michael Saylor. The other is Cliff High. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I am now officially a silver dealer. Thank you. Thank you very much. Me and a lovely young lady now offer silver. So, if you, don't worry, I'm going to do a whole show on it with her. Wait till you see my graphic right here. Wait till you see it for the silver company. It's pretty cool. All right, now, click the link under here. Go over to my Patreon. I'm posting two videos today. I want you to watch both of them. One is Michael Saylor. It's a new interview that just got put out. He lays it out, folks. He lays it out on why Bitcoin is about to go crazy. Now, Cliff High lays out why it's about to just get batshit crazy. The moral of the story, it's about to get batshit crazy. Right? Don't take my word for it. Look around. Check it out. Things are getting nuts. Now, if you are interested, that's something else. I have a link under here. Me and Patrick, we are now doing one-on-one half-hour Zoom calls with our clients. So if you want a Zoom call with me or Patrick, there are links under here where you, if you have questions for me or you need like crypto consulting, or you just want to bullshit, there's a link under here for me or Patrick. So check that out. I gotta go. Right? I gotta go. I got a bunch I gotta do, and I gotta start drinking that liquid Drano shit. Here soon. They give you like a little pack of lemon flavor with it, but apparently it basically tastes like evil. If evil had a flavor, this is what this crap tastes like. And they give you a little sprinkle worth of lemon, so you get evil flavored water with just a touch of lemon. Everyone, have a great day. I will not be here after the procedure. I hear I'm going to need a nap. Well, better buy me lunch or something at least. For Christ's sake, I'm a virgin. There ain't nothing ever been up there. So, this doctor better be special. I hope he or she has pretty eyes and a soft touch. Wait, I'll actually be knocked out, right? Oh, great. They're going to fucking roofie me. Then do it. Okay. I'm screwed, literally. Everybody, have a great day. I'll see you guys on Friday. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Join the Patreon. Watch those two videos. Love you guys.